Sandy.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
All right.
Wendy's here, too.
Hi, Wendy.
So have the fires died down?
Yeah, for the most part. There's still a few going on, but nowhere near us.
Oh, well, that's good.
What are they going to do about the arson?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I wouldn't want to be the person who set them.
Well, I wouldn't want to be any of you San Diegoans either. It's just really scary to me.
It was scary, but Andy Hall, I don't know whether you know him or not. He's the ultrasonographer.
Yeah.
He lost his house.
Oh, jeez.
So he may or may not be on today. In fact, it just may be us on this call. It was not a great time. And so we'll see if anyone else shows up. And then if not...
is it IEEE?
Hi, hello?
Hello?
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Hanging in there.
Good.
Would you like
I'm very hopeful. Well, the thing is that Ken Jones and Tina Chambers are in Russia right now. Sarah, we never heard back from about whether she was going to participate in the call or not.
No.
Sarah's not going to participate in the call. So I think it's not going to be anyone on here. And Laurie Fowden and Susan Mayer, they had a special lecture they had to go to today.
No, they didn't.
Susan Mayer was on this morning.
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, hi, Susan. You said no for this call.
Oh. I'm sorry. Do you want me to hang up?
You're missing your special lecture.
She's missing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm holding down the fort. Everyone else is gone.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, without NIAAA being on, we can't have this call because it's a requirement. And basically...
Hang up? Is that it?
This turned out to be an extremely bad day to do this call, and so we're going to have to kind of figure something else out. Since this week, Ken and Tina are in Russia, and Claire Coles. Sarah, I'm not sure where she is, but she's not going to be on. So I think we're going to have to reschedule, or Jill's going to have to find a new time for these calls. Because everybody basically is gone. Andy Hull's house burnt down, so he's not here. Mm. Michael Charnas couldn't make it. Andy Aronson, we're not sure of.
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Andy.
I think my hello got lost with other people's hello earlier.
Okay. Well, Andy, we do have something to talk about with you, so we'll just start, and if anyone else joins in, that'll be great, but it'll be a relatively brief call, since without Ken, Tina, and Sarah, that's three of the project PIs that are not here, and Tatiana Farood, so another one who can't make it, so that's four, so we're not in great shape. And Jennifer Thomas is here, too, and Jill Vander Velde is also here taking notes, and she has some things she needs to say. So, Jill, can everyone hear Jill right now? If not, can you speak up?
Hi. Can everyone hear?
Mm-hmm. I can.
Okay. So setting a conference call time for this group has proven to be more difficult than I expected. Even just looking at four schedules that I have, there's only 2 hours within those four schedules that people can meet, and those are the ones that I surveyed people on, and those were shot down also. So I'm not sure what we can do. This call obviously needs to happen once a month, so we're going to have to find some flexibility in someone's schedule to make that happen. So what I've asked now is just to get your absolute commitments or your absolute availability for the first week of the month. And from that, I'll be able to figure out at least 1 hour that we can make this call happen. So beyond that, in exciting news, we have the January meeting date set. And for this group, those will be on January 17th and 18th. And that's all I have.
That meeting is going to be at the NIAAA building. We're waiting to get bids back from two hotels on a room rate. And after we know which hotel we're going to be at, it'll either be the Hilton or the Ramada. We'll let you know how to go about making your reservations and accommodations. But you can mark those dates on your calendar. And again, we have the room scheduled at NIAAA.
Jen, right?
Chris is here, and she needs some things as well from everybody.
Yes, and I'll send out a follow-up email, but one of the things I'd like is for everybody to send a copy of their abstract in Word, as well as the title of their project. I'm just trying to update the website. And so if you can just email that to me, and I'll send an email so you'll have my address, but I just need the title and the abstract in a Word document. And I'll be asking for more information in the coming weeks.
The other
now that's the same as what would be in the proposals themselves, right?
Right. You can just cut from your proposal and just paste it. But it'll be easier for me if I just get them separately so that I can keep them in order.
So that we can put them up on the webpage. The other thing is that we haven't received summary statements from most of you, the PIs on this project, and we need those.
Send those to me, please. This is Jill.
Send summary statements, you know, the PDFs right off of the ERA Commons page to Jill so that we can let the Science Advisory Board have access to those so they can make comments and suggestions along the way.
I'll just admit that I don't know whether the Informatics Corps has sent that in or not.
They have not.
All right. I'm going to need some help understanding what we're talking about. I'm sorry.
Well, a summary statement comes back after the review of your grant. It's available on the ERA Commons, and it's the critique that the reviewers had of your proposal. And
okay. If you were an old guy, Andy, we would just say your pink sheet.
Your pink sheet. But okay. The Science Advisory Board needs those, and so far we haven't gotten very many of them. In terms of the one item of real business, well, there's a couple, is that the Dysmorphology Corps has started to link up with the Neurobehavioral Corps in trying to do a small study looking at physical features predicting behavioral outcomes. So if anyone is interested in being involved in that, they need to contact Ken Jones or Sarah Mattson. Since that's a project that just started and ongoing, they're trying to narrow down the behavioral parameters that they're going to look at since there are so many. Andy, I need an update. While the people who requested it are not on the line, I kind of need an update of what the Informatics Corps has right now going on and what its priorities are.
Okay. So we are working with Tina on creating a data entry tool for what we've now calling the infant neurobehavior data set. And there's going to eventually be three components to that. Two of them are being worked on now. One is a Bayley test. The other is a series of maternal questionnaires. And that is close to being finished. We had some discussions about how to deal with missing or not available data and how to code that in relationship to how it had been coded in the past in the neurobehavior data. And so now we're working with a new person who's come on, working with Tina, to specify which fields need to have that.
Has there been any progress since the last conference call?
So
that's basically what we were at last time.
Well, we got a delivery from Leela, I believe, yesterday on what fields they wanted those 888s and 999s on. That's the progress that's been made. It's been in the hands of Tina's crew for a couple weeks.
All right. Well, as I understood it, the Bayley test was basically sent to you already by Claire. And that was pretty much, you know, a pretty short, brief type thing. All right, so that's what you're working on. What are your priorities?
Okay, that's not all that we're working on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't have the exact list in front of me, but the Bailey and the questionnaire together, somewhere, well, I'm not going to state a number because if I get it wrong, I'm going to look extra stupid. But there was quite a bit that had to be done. And I know that Claire looked at it and said, gosh, you know, we have these fields here already. But we actually had a fair amount of work we needed to do to specify precisely what was going to go in there and get it right. Other things being worked on. We have gotten the updates to the ultrasound data entry that need to be done and have sent out a updated version of that to be tested. I've been working with Carl from Sarah's group to get the 800 or so variables from what we're now calling the neurobehavior phase 2 data set to be properly understood so that we could begin creating an input tool on that. On the back side of the central repository, we've needed to move the database itself and all the code related to it from one server to another. We expect that to be done in the next week or two. And then the one full-time person we have here will begin creating the neurobehavior input tool.
All right. The neurobehavioral input tool is going to have to be a priority. The maternal, the neonatal battery, the first neonates aren't going to be tested for a while. So,
there's some sort of misunderstanding here because I thought that the things we were working on for Tina were things that they were using in the field already.
No. They don't even have any infants being born yet. So why I think that they are need to get done, and the neurobehavioral data will start coming in January. And it's just going to be sitting somewhere unless a database is available to do something with it.
Okay. Well, we are talking about 800 some odd variables, so it's going to take time. And at this point, go ahead, Ed.
No, and that's why I think I need to reiterate that needs to really become an issue that needs to be addressed, and we just can't keep waiting on it. We have to sit down and start figuring out what we're going to do with it. Otherwise, people are going to be collecting data, and no one's going to be able to share that data.
Okay. Well, if you want to have another conversation related to this, I would love to. I would love to understand what we've misunderstood from Tina.
No, nothing at all. I don't think you've misunderstood anything. It was just that it was my impression that I think last time, I think it was that this was going to be another 3 or 4 week project for Tina, and then that would be done. And I'm not sure, you know, and that's why I agreed to have it continue as the priority. But now I think we're going to have to make some accommodations to start working on that neurobehavioral.
And this is what I'm trying to say. We've been working on it. It's just so we had to get through these variables and get them figured out before we could do the input tool anyway.
Okay.
So you know, that's been going at full speed.
All right, so we're making progress.
We're making progress. But I do think that there is a very serious issue here still, which is that it's very difficult to work on these input tools more than one person at a time. And we've got 800 variables across 14 different tests, and we're going to be able to take some stuff out of the phase one stuff and reuse it, and that'll be great. But there will be, you know, tremendous amount that needs to be done. You know, just think about, you know, if it takes a few seconds to test one of these variables to make sure it's right, how long does it take to test 800 of them? And that's why these things start to spin and take a long amount of time. But my whole point here is that if we don't do anything else, we may not be delivering something until April or May. And I know that that's not going to make you happy.
No, that's not going to make me happy.
Right.
And you and I will probably have to talk about how we can accommodate this, whether it's front-end funding this to hire somebody else or to subcontract some of it out. But you and I and Craig can talk about that. All right, once I have a clearer idea. So, you know, I think you have to finish up the Bailey's and the maternal questionnaire that you're working on for Tina, but hopefully that's not going to take very much longer. And
it's not. There's a structural issue here of how do you get multiple people to work on a project that really is a one-person thing. But we can figure something out.
Okay. All right, so that's the only issue that I needed to bring up. Bill, you just came back from South Africa. Everything going there well?
Yeah, we have offers out to 10 new staff. We have two more positions after that to fill. We've got we've split our co-PI position, which used to be Dennis, is now Charles Perry, who's from the Medical Research Council, and a psychologist, community psychologist. He's 5% co-PI, and then Soraya Sadat, who's a professor of psychiatry, is our other co-PI.
They're but Dennis both... is off of this completely then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis refused. I had to, because of the conflict of interest between his NGO and the entire project, I had to ask that he no longer be co-PI, but I offered him a position as a clinician, and he declined that.
Okay.
So anyway, we're hiring a very, very large staff, and they'll be in place January 2nd. The project, I have two or three people already on staff who are putting everything together. We will do all our training the first 2 weeks in February. Wellington 4 is now scheduled, which you've been waiting on that date. Wellington 4 is scheduled for May 12th through the 23rd.
Okay.
And we'll have a cast of thousands at that one, I think.
Okay, I'm going to put that on my calendar.
We'll also probably initiate our newborn screening and antenatal screening in May as well. So really the official start date after all of this, it's been funded for, a year and 1 month now. It will really, really commence in January of this year.
Okay. The only other issues I had were about the camera, but the people who need to be here aren't here, so that we'll have to put on hold.
Elizabeth, just background for that. What I had talked to Tatiana about with the camera as far back as all those communications last Christmas was that the best use of the camera would be at Wellington 4 and all of our in-school clinics, where we would set up a station, and if she sent me the personnel to man the camera, that we could in fact take pictures of every third kid or something like that, and diagnoses would then follow.
Okay, I think that sounds like a good idea, and I'll bring that up with Tatiana, and you should do the same.
Then the outstanding one that I know she wants, but is going to be very difficult logistically, is and Elizabeth is on the phone, so she can speak to this. But in both the neuropsych and the imaging projects, those kids will never be at one central place at any one time. So if 3D pictures are to be utilized there, it will have to be sort of set up, and we'd have to be content with a couple of kids a week.
Right, and we may. Has the camera been moved out of South Africa? Do we know?
No, the old one is still there. Colleen Adams has it.
Yeah, so we may be able to use that as a permanent fixture there.
Yeah, since it's an old one, as long as they are satisfied with quality.
Yeah, what they're doing now is they're trying to look at the differences between the new cameras and the old cameras.
Okay.
But I think we're going to continue to use some of the old cameras. So. that's a distinct possibility, particularly since it's already there.
Yeah, the Colleen has it. It's safe. The two issues, I guess, are where it would be set up and if one or two or two or three a week are going to be enough for Tatiana, and if the quality of pictures, not just because of the technology and the equipment, but because of what we will do as amateurs, would be good enough.
Yeah, I think that the next time that Colleen is here, that maybe we should bring Colleen in for a little training.
I know that for the smaller group meeting, Phil, that we're going to be having, that's part of the agenda is to have a camera training.
Well, but just for background here, there were four or five of us who got camera training in Indiana. We felt very comfortable with our level of skills, and when the pictures were sent in, both by Luther and Gene, they were not acceptable.
Well,
over above that, it takes quite a bit of time away from, and I don't mean to sound negative. I'm supportive of the project, but it takes quite a bit of time of what we really should be focusing on, which is the imaging, the neuropsych, and the diagnosis.
Yeah, I think that we've kind of got the camera technique down, and I agree with you. Those first trainings, people walked away and came back, and the images were not great. And we think that we know why. We've corrected it here. Gene has used it with very good success. So we know it can be done. It's not that Colleen would do it, but that Colleen could train it and somebody. And, I mean, here the time is down to under, what, maybe 3 minutes to do the whole thing. So
on the new camera or the old camera?
Using the old camera. I mean, we'd probably about 10 minutes to get the kid in there and get everything done. So maybe 10, 15 minutes.
And you've sent those pictures in and they're happy with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you enhanced the lighting some?
It was basically lighting and just trying to find the best combination. Now, what we've done is to basically dedicate a room to it now so that everything stays the same and the lighting is constant. But that was the problem. It was a problem of lighting that was causing the quality of the images not to be as good as they needed to be.
And when you're talking about the training, possibly getting Colleen trained, are you talking about the San Diego meeting? Because I thought she wasn't planning to attend that.
It would be the one in January, and I think Sarah's going to extend the invitation to her and talk to her separately about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure she can come, though. We've got her busy over on the other side of the ocean.
Well, we'll try to arrange it. It's hard when people aren't on the phone. So, all right. Elizabeth, are you doing all right? Everything there okay?
Yeah, I think we're trying to get IRB to incorporate all the neurobehavior and trying to work out a time for Catherine Narr to go to South Africa to start looking at the scanner and collect some pilot data and train technicians. And so we're coordinating with Phil the timing of that.
Are you going to be down in the neuroscience meeting?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should talk to George Fine because he's just either going or coming back. And
mm-hmm.
I know he was going over, and you're both going to be using the same scanner.
Right.
And so you might want to just connect with him and get some ideas about either splitting a technician, because he talked to me about the possibility.
Well, I don't have money to pay a technician there.
Okay.
I don't know if that Colleen will, though, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just something you might want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like I said, the only other things I have is with the camera, and Tatiana's not on. So I'm basically done, and I'm going to have Jill work really hard to try to time when we can all get on this call. Or we're going to have to do something, figure out some other way to get everybody together. So everyone has the dates for the meeting. Is there any other issues that I need to deal with or know about? Okie doke, then. Well, I thank you all very much, And
Ed, do you want to stay on with and talk more about this?
Sure. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.